He struggled to breathe as terror washed over him. In his heart, he knew Grace was down there, alone with a madman, and with no one to help her. Grinding his teeth, he stepped back and jumped to the cables. Pushing violently, Grace forced Rodney off her. "I'm not going to share you," he snarled, grabbing her arms again. "You are mine. I don't belong to anyone except me." Grace kneed him in the groin. He sank to the floor. Desperate, Grace tried to climb up the side rails to reach the trap door above her head. If she could get to that... Rodney grabbed her about the waist and slung her back into the corner. His face contorted with rage, he braced his arms on each side of her. "Tell me the name of the man who has been inside you, Grace. Tell me so I will know who I have to kill." His eyes empty and terrifying, he started clawing at his face and neck so fiercely that he made bloody welts. "Don't you know you're my woman? We are going to be together. I know how to take care of you, what you need. I am so much better than him." Grace ducked away from Rodney, then kicked her high heels off and grabbed them in her hands. They weren't the best weapons, but they were better than nothing. "I want to know who you've been with," he shrieked. At the same moment Rodney took a step forward, the trap door above her head opened. Grace looked up. Julian dropped through the hole and landed in a deadly crouch like some sleek predator. An aura of dangerous calm surrounded him, but it was his eyes that were terrifying. Snapping fire and hell wrath, they focused on Rodney with murderous intent. Then slowly, methodically, Julian rose to his full height. Rodney stopped dead in his tracks as he took in the size of Julian. "Who the hell are you?"
"I'm the man she's been with."
Rodney's jaw dropped. Julian passed a quick glance over Grace to assure himself she was safe and whole, and then he turned on Rodney with a roar. He slung Rodney against the wall with such force she was amazed it didn't leave a dent in the wooden panels. Julian grabbed him by the shirt and held him against the wall. When Julian spoke, the coldness of his voice sent a shiver over her.
"It's a pity you're not big enough for me to kill, because I want you dead."
He tightened his fist.
"But little or not, if I ever find you near Grace again, if you ever cause her to shed another tear, there is no power on this earth or beyond that will keep me from crushing you. Do you understand?"
Rodney fought uselessly against his hold.
"She's mine. I'll kill you if you come between us."
Julian cocked his head as if he couldn't believe his ears.
"Are you insane?"
Rodney kicked Julian viciously in the stomach. His eyes darkening, Julian slugged him hard against the jaw. Rodney crumpled to the floor. As Julian knelt down by Rodney's side, Grace shook in relief. It was over.
"You better stay unconscious,"
Julian said ominously to Rodney. Rising to his feet, Julian pulled her to him in a crushing embrace.
"Are you okay, Grace?"
She couldn't breathe, but at the moment she didn't care.
"I'm fine. And you?"
"Better now that I know you're all right."
It was a few minutes later when the police finally pried open the door of the elevator, and Grace saw they were trapped between floors. Julian lifted her from her waist as Grace took the policeman's extended hand and let him pull her up to the floor above them. Once she was out of the elevator, she frowned at the three officers who were helping Julian with Rodney's unconscious body.